Meisters, Perk Bays, Mishnah Zion. Hasoicher Sapol, Liktois Imo Batainim. If a person hires a worker to cut with him some figs in his field. Omer Loy Amanasha Oichel Tainim. So if the worker says that he's going to work for him on condition that he can eat the figs in the place that he's working on. Oichel Upater. So the worker can eat and he's putter from taking Chumas and Meisters. Why is that? Because the eating is not part of his work. Because really he'd be eating anyway. So it's not a Mekach. And we know that by Meiser, like we've said, that a kinyan and a mekach is something that's kaveh a meiser. But here, since he'd be getting it anyway, even without his little condition, so therefore it's not really considered a kinyan, even though he made this condition, because really he'd be getting it anyway. Because minatari, he should be eating it, and he's allowed to eat it. So therefore he doesn't have to take off trumas and meiser, because there's no kinyan. Al menasha oichel ani uvenei beisi. However, if he says, on condition that myself and the people of my house, his children, osha yoichel b'ni b'schari, or not him and his b'nei bayis, but rather just his son would eat in his stead. In other words, he would work the land and his son would eat. Hu oichelu pater, so he's allowed to eat and he's pater because he's the one that's working the field and he's pater because it's not considered a mekach by him. Uvenoi oichel v'chayiv. However, his son, he's chayiv. Because we look at it as if it's a kinyan, and there's no heter for the son to eat from that field, because the son isn't working that field. And the only reason the son would be eating that field is because of the work that's being done, which is almost like a kinyan. The Mishnah continues, Amanash oichel b'shas haktziya ula acher haktziya, if he says on condition that he's going to eat it at the time that he's working the field, ula acher haktziya, and also eat it after he's done working the field, b'shas haktziya oichel upater. At the time that he's working the field, since he's a chiv minatar, he's allowed to eat it while he's working the field, oichel upater. So he can eat it and he's pater from maisus. Ula acher haktziya oichel v'chaya, but after the work is done, so now minatari he's not able to just easily eat from his friend's field because he's no longer working from it. Only the laborer is allowed to eat while he works. So here the only reason he's eating it is because of the t'nai that he made with him. So now he's chayiv in shumas and meiser. So oichel v'chayiv she'enu oichel minatari. The reason that he's now chayiv to take off meisus after the ktziah is because he does not eat minatara. In other words, the Torah doesn't give him a heter to eat from his friend's field anymore. So now the only reason he's allowed to eat it is because of this tnai that he made. Zeha klal. This is the general rule. Ha'oichel minatara potter. If a person eats because the Torah says he can eat, so he doesn't need any other heter. He doesn't need any other kinyan. He's allowed to eat it. It's almost like it's his. So potter, so it's not a kinyan, and he doesn't have to take off meisus. But if he doesn't eat because the Torah gives him rishus to eat, chayiv, then he's chayiv. Why is he chayiv to take off maisus? Because now there's a kinyan here, and we know that a mekach, a kinyan, is kaveh a maisus, and that's why he's chayiv.